from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for Blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
Feel
like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Yes, it is a lovely morning, isn't it?
Now, more of the Morning Shift
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Morning Shift, triple in for Tiffany today and tomorrow. This hour brought to you by Zero Res Smart. Lasting clean. Braves dropped 2 out of 3. The Cardinals, Ozzy Albies, broken wrist, out 8 weeks. Max Fried, no structural damage on that forearm, but a little tingly, perhaps. So now, a little tingly.
Just thinking of that Dumb Dumber quote. It's more tingly than it is hot.
Josh Kendall, Falcons beat writer for The Athletic, laid out the 5 worst and best case scenarios for the Falcons this season. Of course, training camp starts on Wednesday. We're going to be up there with gavel to gavel coverage. But and one of his worst case scenarios, it really just hit me deep because I've lived through this so many times. When you have a game, the final game of the season, this year will be against Carolina, and there's nothing to play for. Imagine, it'll be like a wake inside Mercedes-Benz Stadium, gentlemen.
I've been there for some of those myself, and they're never fun. You know, the only thing that's worse than that is when you're playing a game, well, that's close to it, and it's not the same, but when you're playing a game that doesn't matter, and then you decide to play starters in that game, and one of the biggest keys of the team gets hurt. And, you know, Abe came out. Oh, I think it was I think it was Abe. I read on a podcast wrote about that basically Tampa players were telling him we were told to come after you guys and bang y'all up for the playoffs in that game, that 2012 game. And Mike, I know you were a part of that team, so I don't know how much you remember that and what's true or not, and I'm not gonna put you in that spot, but when I heard that I go, well, that makes sense. That does make because I think
wouldn't you want to do that to the Saints, the Falcons fan? Or you have them limping in the playoffs because you just went out there and just beat them up?
I would
be lovely.
I don't want beat them up in the right way. I wouldn't. Don't take cheap shots. But was Shiano a part
disagree,
of that team?
I disagree, man.
Then, or
I am pro cheap
shot. I don't know. Here's what I will say, and I don't remember anything in particular. I'll be very clear about that. And he, you know, obviously he would know better than me at that time. But I will say that I don't think it would be unheard of to have that happen. Right, I mean, look, man, when you look at this division, I know it's not one of the more heralded divisions in the NFL, but there is a lot of animosity in this division. Do not doubt that for 1 minute. Specifically, you know, look, and I don't know if I've ever seen red. We've been on air a year and a half. I don't know that I've ever seen red more than I did last year when the Saints did the fake sneak and scored the touchdown at the end.
It's like,
I was beside myself. I was absolutely beside myself. And Arthur Smith was too, and God love him. You knew at that point he's probably getting fired, which it is what it is. But I lost my mind. So I don't doubt for 1 minute that there is bad feelings around these teams. It's crazy to think of in the NFL because, and I've long held this belief, when you think of bad blood and you think of rivalries, In the NFL, it's a lot harder to kind of imagine. Because in college, especially when I was in college, not so much now, like you kind of were that person no matter what. Like I was never going to be an Auburn guy. Right? I was an Alabama guy. I was never going to be an LSU guy. I was an Alabama guy. For the rest of my life, I'll be an Alabama guy. There are certain players in the NFL, and especially coaches, that's very easily to envision being part of both. And so it's kind of crazy when you look at rivalries and bad blood, you go, dude, you could be cut here and signed there within a matter of weeks.
Right.
Especially, a coaching staff. So it's always funny to me when there are, moments like that. Just you're going, dude, you could be playing next to that guy anytime, at any time.
So clearly, we and the Saints hate each other. Who does Carolina hate? Does Carolina hate Tampa Bay? Who does Tampa Bay have a visceral hatred for? Who does Carolina have a visceral hatred for?
I think us. I really do, because I think they see us as right down the road. And let's be real.
Charlotte wishes it could be Atlanta.
You took the words out of my mouth. Mm. They hate us because they ain't us, is what they say, right? And that is literally that's it. Charlotte, and I think, were you here the other day? I asked us. Pretty sure it was you and me. I said,
"Well, I'm sorry to interrupt you, but I was on a train of thought. That's actually the genesis of the animosity between New Orleans and Atlanta. New Orleans was this showcase place for culture and, of course, shipping and everything else. It was kind of the big city in the South. And Atlanta comes along and builds and builds and builds and builds, and New Orleans kind of became forgotten about as far as that goes. Aside from the innate culture and everything else and the food, but
yeah,
Atlanta." Kind of took southern supremacy away from New Orleans.
Well, Atlanta is what Charlotte and Birmingham think they are and want to be, and we are it. So I think it's Charlotte, probably. I mean,
underrated restaurant scene in Birmingham, by the way.
I agree with that. Of late, last 10, 15 years, yep. For sure.
Yep.
I will say this. I've had a number of friends that have lived in Charlotte, knew a couple guys that played for the Panthers. It always seemed to me that when you look at Charlotte, the way they view Atlanta is they are all the best things about Atlanta without the worst things. Like, I think that's what Charlotte views itself as.
Well, if they keep growing, they'll adapt all the worst things.
Exactly.
Big cities inevitably end up having.
First of all, it always blows my mind when anybody takes shots at other cities, because all cities have good parts. They have bad parts. They have scenes that they think are great. There's always like a hipster scene and a foodie scene.
Right.
And, you know what I mean? Like, there's always good and bad parts of a town. But I always got the feeling from people in Charlotte that they think that they have all the good parts of Atlanta without the bad parts of Atlanta. And that was just always the kind of outlook I had.
Yeah, you're still a nondescript, boring little wannabe city, Charlotte.
There's bad parts of everyone, but is it Uptown they call it?
Or Uptown Charlotte. Yeah,
Uptown Charlotte. I mean, I've been.
It's nice.
I enjoy walking around there.
It's like their version of Buckhead, I guess you would say.
When we stay outside of the downtown area, which is oddly enough called Uptown. To me, the best thing that Josh Kendall put on here in the worst case scenarios was the Steelers score 40. And
can you imagine?
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame.
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Come in here week one and drop 40.
Well,
and there's 25,000 their fans, and they're waving those horrible towels.
Well, imagine Arthur Smith on the sideline with Russell Wilson, and then they have a gadget style play that has Justin Fields in it, and he scores a touchdown.
Oh gosh, dude.
Wow! That helps them hit 40. That would and you lose.
That would ignite the fan base.
I would love to know
it would
the
be
last time.
Debacle start.
Maybe it happened here once. Y'all have to refresh my memory. When's the last time an Arthur Smith offense scored 40? Like, just period. Because I know maybe it happened here one time.
Well, if you put three consecutive weeks together, they might have gotten to 40.
But I think you go – I think you would – I don't know that it ever happened in Atlanta. We always – the 30 points was always the plateau that we talked about last year. It was always like, man, this team can't score 30. You know, it just – Arthur Smith's offenses and his teams are not built for that. But I think if you go to 40 – I don't think it happened in Atlanta. You might have to go all the way back to Tennessee – and even then, I don't know, you know, what you're looking at as far as Arthur Smith offense is going for.
So his first year was 2019 as the OC, right?
I think that's right. I think that's correct.
They scored 40 in Tennessee, 1, 2,
pause,
3.
That's honestly, you're already more than I thought it was going to be.
Three,
and that's D. Henry in his prime.
Three times. They scored, and then in 2020... they scored it, I see, two times already.
Yeah.
Three times.
You're already way more than I thought it was going to be.
Four times.
Way more.
Five times. So they scored five times when he was in Tennessee. And they actually, that 20 Tennessee team.
They were good.
Yeah, and they averaged, they had to have averaged like 27, 28 points a game because they scored 30 three or four times.
Wow.
In fact, I'll get that number here in a sec.
All right, we're bogging down in that. We get the thing, though. We've got over these best and worst-case scenarios from Josh Kittles. Number one, Falcons start 2-1. Number two, Kirk Cousins, 4,500 yards. That'd be nice. The defensive stars shine. Bijan Robinson rushes for 1,300 yards. Falcons have a real home field advantage. The worst-case scenarios, Steelers score 40. And I love the spin squid put on that, imagine. And Justin Fields comes in and scores a touchdown on a gimmick play, that's all we would need, right? Loss to the Saints results in an 0-4 start. 0-4 start. Baker is good, Bryce is better, and Derek is okay. Losing at Minnesota and nothing to play for in Week 18. So there you go. Best and worst case scenarios.
They averaged 31 points in his final year as the OC in Tennessee.
There you go. There you go. Well, that's how you get a head coaching job.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how you do it. I know they didn't average 31 here at any point, so... that's kind of a tough pill as well. I will say, of all these best case scenarios, I'm a little bit upset with Josh Kendall that the Falcons start 2-1 is one of the best case scenarios. Now, I know, look, I mean, granted, it's a very difficult first
year. Yeah, you got week. KC week three.
It is. But you're telling me the best case scenario is that you start 2-1? Like, that's one of your best case scenarios? I'm going to have to ask them about it, and we'll have him on at 8:20. So we'll talk to him about that. But that's one of your best case scenarios. They start 2-1. I did love the real home field advantage. He said that's one of the best case scenarios. The 474 winning percentage for the Falcons at Mercedes-Benz Stadium is just that's just brutal, just absolutely brutal. 474 winning percentage in Mercedes-Benz.
Well,
and you do look at some of the teams, the blue blood teams that will come here: Pittsburgh, Kansas City. I know you got Dallas, Seattle, even New York Giants. You're going to have some teams that will try to take over that environment. So hopefully, they're not able to do that.
Yeah, I thought Arthur did a good job when he was here. I was one of the things he didn't get enough credit for was kind of taking that back and able to win some games. I think his last 2 years here, they won more games at home than they lost, and it really changed the way things were. But
5 years in, 5 years, Arthur Smith get another opportunity.
He's going to have to do one.
Depends on what he does, obviously.
Well, then yeah, there, you answered your own question. It depends on what he does. If he works. I can tell you something. If he works wonders with Russell Wilson, and turns him back into the guy, I'm not sure that Arthur Smith would have handpicked either quarterback he's going into the season with in Pittsburgh right now. And I know that you can say, well, he handpicked Mariota, but remember the circumstance in some ways when they screwed up the Deshaun Watson stuff and with Matt, and Matt was gone, you really didn't have a choice. You didn't. There wasn't a lot out there. You didn't like any of the quarterbacks that you were going to draft. Clearly.
What would Matt have been though? One more year here. Would it, probably not necessarily as disastrous as it was with the Colts, but.
No, it was, well, Matt was always, if you, even Matt at his elder age, which I think was overblown in some ways.
Well, if you could protect him, he beat you from the neck up.
That's it. So he, you know, if you could, would it was, who was going to be throwing to, you know, having Algier. I mean, if you could have put a running game around Matt, like you did around Mariota in 2022, I think Matt could have won you a couple more games. I don't think you're 7-10. You might have been 9-8. Because think about it. You went 7-10 with Mariota and Desmond that year. So why couldn't you have won 9 games with Matt? And then you could have moved on if you wanted then. I don't think it would have been near as bad, but you had no option. I mean, Mariota wasn't his necessarily hand, like what he wanted. It was what he had to work with. And then now – in 22, I guess you could say where they were picking, they couldn't have gotten up to a guy, but I don't know, maybe would you have moved up for a C.J. Stroud? Did they like C.J.? Well, if C.J. Stroud wouldn't have gone, what was it, 2?
Right.
Would they have tried to draft him? I don't know. I mean, that's hard to answer.
It is, because you look, and if Matt Ryan is around, you probably, those two wins take away draft capital that you would have had, right? Your draft slot's going to get even worse the better you are. So I don't really know the answer, man, but I will tell you this. I'm going to be sick to my stomach if that team rolls in here and puts up 40. I will say that.
It would just be awful.
I will be absolutely miserably sick to my stomach.
I'm doing Falcons flyover again this year, so that'll be interesting.
Oh, God.
It made for good radio when they lost, but I hated it.
Me and Goforth on the post game talking about Arthur Smith's team putting up 40. Oh, my gosh. No, thank you. No, thank you.
All right, come here. We're going to go in the huddle. A head coach gives an impassioned defense of his quarterback because it's his quarterback. It's coming up next in the huddle. It's the Morning Shift. You are listening to Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norse Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything, and that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.